Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Tracy Lynn, and this is our summer-long staycation destination series. Every Friday during the Noon Report, we'll spotlight a staycation destination that's not far from home and won't break the bank. This week, we're taking you to Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania.
I'm Chris Barrett with the Pocono Mountains Visitors Bureau.
Chris, let's just go to the town of Jim Thorpe because it's a quaint place. Would you tell us, first of all, a little bit about the history?
Sure. Jim Thorpe originally was a coal and mining town, predominantly in the 1700s and 1800s, and that's really how it got its predominance to where it is right now. It's set along the Lehigh River in a valley, and the architecture, the town is beautiful, and it's pretty much as you would have seen it in the 1800s with a few exceptions. And in fact, there was a movie filmed there in 1968, The Molly Maguires, which was set in that period, and they filmed it there because the town is pretty much exactly the same as what it was at that time.
Starring Sean Connery.
Yes. So it was really a thrill for everybody here in the region to have that big production come to our area.
We're not endorsing that movie necessarily, but No. That movie helped portray people kind of taking the law into their own hands before there were work unions.
Right. So at that time, a lot of European immigrants were coming into the East Coast, laboring and mining operations, among other industrial pursuits, and they took some of those organizations with them. And some of them were, unfortunately, trying to overthrow management of some of those mining operations by some violent means because people didn't unionize at the time. There just wasn't any of that type of representation for labor.
Wow. It sheds light on some of our history. But would you tell us about the athlete, Jim Thorpe?
Sure. So it's interesting how Jim Thorpe got its name. The original name of the town was Mount Chunk. So there were two boroughs in Pennsylvania. One was East Mount Chunk, I believe, and the other was just Mount Chunk. That was the original name of the town. In the 1912 Olympics, Jim Thorpe won multiple gold medals. So he could play any sport, basketball, football, baseball, you name it, and he excelled in all of them. Well, unfortunately, he died in the 50s almost penniless, so his family was trying to find a way to A, memorialize him, and B, try to find a way to pay for his funeral expenses. So Mount Chunk volunteered to be the burying place of Jim Thorpe, and they changed the name of the town from Mount Chunk to Jim Thorpe. The leaders of the town at the time had foresight to know that the mining industry and other industries were declining, so they had to develop something else. And they were trying to develop a tourism economy at the time, and that's how it all started.
And is there a statue of Jim Thorpe there in the town?
Yeah, so there's a memorial of Jim Thorpe a little outside of the town. It's actually in the old East Mount Chunk, but actually his grandson works for the Pocono Mountains Visitors Bureau. We have a visitor center in the center of town, and he works there a few hours a week, and folks will come in, and he can tell them stories about his grandfather.
Wow, that's...
It's really neat.
Yeah,
he's
wonderful.
A good guy, too.
So there are other things to explore there as well. We learned earlier this year that the Lehigh Gorge Scenic Railway is back open and running.
Right. That is a significant attraction in the town, and there's an excursion that's fairly long, and it goes through some of the countryside around Jim Thorpe, and you can see some other towns, but it's a bike train as well, so you can actually place your bike on the train, go to the first destination, and ride your bike back, and vice versa. And I grew up living not too far from Jim Thorpe. There were still some steam trains in town in the late 60s to early 70s. It was amazing to see them come through the town, either by freight or still with passengers at the time. Wow. So the station is still there.
Super. You can kind of go back in time. And you mentioned architecture.
Yes.
We can see a standout of Italian architecture. The Asa Packer Mansion Museum is also a top spot to see.
Right. In fact, there's actually two. Asa and Harry Packer was a father and a son, and they were very involved in the mining and navigation operations located in the town. They were both termed Lehigh because Lehigh River runs through the town. One of the mansions was actually closed completely and given to the town. The town couldn't operate it, so it remained closed for many, many years. In the 50s and 60s, it was given to a civic club to operate it, so they reopened it, and when they opened it, everything was pretty much as it remained in the early 1900s. But the amazing part was the steam trains, locomotives, they emitted through their smoke a carbon-type substance that permeated the building. And over time, you're talking over decades, kind of created a covering over everything, which actually preserved it. And
wow.
It was slightly carbon and oil based. So when you go into those mansions, especially Harry Packer's mansion, it's a walk back in time. Now for that, because of COVID, you do have to call ahead of time because they've been closed. The other Packer mansion is open. It's actually a bed and breakfast, beautiful rooms. And also there's an overlook, but those two mansions are definitely a walk back in time. There's no question about it.
Yeah, I've enjoyed the pictures that I have seen. And to end on a really upbeat note, people can also visit the old jail museum.
Yeah, so the old jail is very, very interesting. Unfortunately, the Molly Maguires, some of them were convicted of crimes. Actually, they were convicted of murder, a small gang of them. Some of them were hanged in that jail, so the scaffold is still there. But it operated until the 50s, and then the county built a new jail. And one of the Molly Maguires, this is a story, actually touched one of the walls and said that he was innocent, and his handprint remained there on the wall. And apparently multiple owners have tried to remove the handprint, and it's always come back. But it's something that you don't normally see. So it's one of the must visits if you're going to Jim Thorpe.
Great. Chris, tell us one more time where people can go for more information before they head to Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania.
Sure. You can visit us at PoconoMountains.com. And we have a number of different planning tools. The site is mobile optimized, which means that if you come into town, you can actually view it on your mobile device. And also, please visit us. We have a visitor center right in the center of town. And we have folks that are there 7 days a week, especially during our summer season. And they can help folks plan as well.
We hope you've enjoyed coming along on our staycation destination. You can hear all the podcasts online. Join us next week as we visit a new destination in New York State.